Hi, Ryan Spanger here, and today I'm going to look at the pros and cons of using either professional actors or real people in your videos. Because of course professional actors aren't real people. Well, you know what I mean. When you decide to produce a video, one of the big decisions to make is whether or not to hire professional actors or cast real people. If you don't choose the appropriate people to feature in your video, it may have a negative impact on how your video is received by the audience. And you might also not be aware of all the specific drawbacks or advantages that each choice can bring to your production. So let me run through each choice so that you can make the most informed decision possible for your video. Actors. Choosing actors to feature in your video can be a great idea for a few reasons. Firstly, they're comfortable in front of the camera. And this is a real advantage if you need a host to guide your viewers through your video. Maybe you'd like to take visitors to your website on a guided tour of your facility, explaining what the company does and what services it provides. A professional actor, in this case, will easily learn and deliver their lines to camera with minimal need for retakes. And this is going to allow your production to run smoothly and quickly, leaving you with a professional result. Now, it's important to note that actors are going to be an additional cost to your budget and they'll still need additional time to rehearse so they can deliver the best performance they can. And the other drawback in working with actors, and one that's usually overlooked, is if you use them to portray real people doing a real job, it might end up looking inauthentic or contrived. Real people. Using team members for your video has some great benefits. Of course, it's going to be cheaper than hiring professional actors, and they'll also give your video much more of a sense of authenticity. And it allows your audience to get to know your business on a personal level by connecting with the actual people that work at the business. You can also use a documentary style approach, which I've found connects really well with viewers. Some disadvantages with using co-workers or employees are that regular people aren't used to being in front of the camera, and this might lead to longer rehearsal times to try and get any acting or lines just right. So whichever way you decide to go for your video, remember to have them always sign release forms to protect yourself from any future legal issues. If you like this video and you'd like more video production tips, please subscribe to my channel. This is Ryan with another Web Video Marketing News Update.